Yes. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Hi, sir. Good afternoon. My name is Richard. I'm calling you from Pennsylvania Opinion Service. We're calling you in regards to, we're not selling anything for sale. We're just conducting an opinion survey and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues that are facing your community and the nation. Can you please help me? Is this Michael?
Hello. Yep.
Okay. Awesome. And let me see right here, sir.
How long do you need?
It's going to be about 5 to 7 minutes, sir.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. And first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your... Okay. All right. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Thank you, sir. And are you 18 years older and registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your age, sir?
47.
47. Okay. And just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I please ask your race?
White.
Okay. All right. Sir, I know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia and other local offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you would probably not vote?
I guess 50-50.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming elections for mayor in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and a 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10, sir.
5.
A 5? Okay. And generally speaking, would you say that this year's upcoming mayoral election in November is more important than usual, less important than usual, or about the same as usual?
I guess about the same.
You say it's about the same? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, sir, do you think yourself of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
A strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Maybe not.
Okay. All right. Now, thinking about the direction that the city of Philadelphia is heading in, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed in right now?
I guess dissatisfied?
Some very dissatisfied or dissatisfied?
I guess somewhat.
Okay. All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or you disapprove of the way that the city council is doing its job?
Not sure.
Okay. All right. And in your opinion, would you say that crime and violence in your area of Philadelphia is getting worse, staying about the same as it's been for years, or getting better, less than from what has been?
Getting worse.
Getting worse, okay. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
All right. And generally speaking, how would you rate the overall quality of city services in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Just fair, okay. And how would you rate the city's trash collection? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Okay. Now, how would you rate the Philadelphia Police Department? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Just fair. Okay. Now, next, thinking about the parks and green space in Philadelphia, do you think that there is currently not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of parks and green space for recreation and leisure in the city of Philadelphia?
Just about the right amount.
Just about the right amount. Okay. And I'm going to read you a list of issues and concerns some others in Philadelphia say they want their next mayor to be focused on. Which of the following do you want the next mayor to be most focused on? You may choose up to two of these. The first one is addressing the opioid epidemic in neighborhoods like Kensington, reforming the police department and ending police harassment and racial profiling, creating more quality affordable housing, addressing homelessness, addressing juvenile delinquency, improving the city's K-12 public school system, reducing taxes, cleaning up trash and illegal dumping, fixing roads and repairing potholes, reducing violent crime in the city, rooting out corruption in city government, or bringing more jobs and greater economic development to all parts of the city.
Reducing homelessness and economic development.
Okay. Bringing more jobs and greater... Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel nor particularly nor warm, cold to any of these numbers, okay? You may use 0 to 100. Now, the first one, sir, is Josh Shapiro.
50.
Jim Kinney.
40.
The Working Families Party.
50.
Mr. Joe Biden.
25.
25. Sherelle Parker.
40.
40. Dwight Evans.
40.
40. And the Democratic Party.
40.
And the last one, David O.
50.
Okay, sir, thank you. And I know it's still a few weeks away, but if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Sherelle Parker or Republican David O?
David O.
David O. Okay. And how certain are you that you're going to support Mr. David O in the election for mayor of Philadelphia? Are you very certain, fairly certain, somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
Not at all certain.
Okay. And next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in a mayor. We don't have time to talk about all the candidates, so we would just choose one randomly. The candidate that we would like to ask you about is Sherelle Parker. Other people okay. will be asked about different candidates. Now, for each of the following statements, please tell me how much it applies to Sherelle Parker. Use a 0 if you don't think it applies to Sherelle Parker at all, a 5 if you think it somewhat applies to Sherelle Parker, and a 10 if you think it completely applies to Sherelle Parker. Now, has the right approach to city budget and finances?
And it's I get 3 numbers or just
oh no
from 0 to 10
it's from 0
anywhere
to 10
from 0
yes where 0 okay. means that it does not apply at all, 5 it okay. somewhat applies, and 10 completely applies.
Okay, I'm gonna say 4.
Okay, and has the right approach for policy and fighting crime.
1.
And is inspiring.
1.
Puts what's right above partisan politics.
3.
and shares my values.
Five.
It is honest and trustworthy.
Six.
Six. Okay, sir. Okay, we're almost done here. Next, we'd like to ask you your opinion about some of the policies and that Sherelle Parker says she wants to enact if she is elected as the next mayor of Philadelphia. For each of the policies, please tell me whether you strongly support it, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it. The first one is making arrests for crimes like open injecting illegal drugs or being visibly high and incapacitated in public or in SEPTA.
Somewhat support it.
You somewhat support it? Okay. And making sure that schools and support opportunities remain open and available year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. for academic enrichment for young children and job and workforce training for high schoolers. This would also allow parents to work full-time without having to worry about child care for the school grade kids.
Somewhat supported.
And the last one is making arrests for prostitution, especially in residential neighborhoods.
Strongly supported.
Strong support it. Okay. Okay, sir. And I'm going to read you some of the reasons some others have given for why it is important to vote in upcoming election for mayor. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that that is very convincing reason to vote. A 5 is somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 is not at all convincing reason to vote in the upcoming election for mayor. This November, Philadelphia will elect its 100th mayor. Every previous mayor, all 99 of them have, them going back to the year 1691, have been men. This November we have the historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chance to elect Sherelle Parker as Philadelphia's first African American woman mayor and the chance to turn our city in a new direction. But Sherelle Parker is more than just history. She's a former school teacher, city council member, and single mom who was born and raised in Philadelphia. She knows what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck in neighborhoods affected by violence and poverty. She will be a new voice fighting for change in a city that needs. How would you rate that?
Because you never touched it.
Not that convincing.
Okay, zero?
Yeah, zero.
Okay. All right, and Sherelle Parker understands it's hard to feel good about your community and city when there's so much trash on the streets and dangerous abandoned buildings creating a sense of hopelessness. That's why, as mayor, Parker has a plan to hire thousands of people to keep the streets and sidewalks clean and ensure the streets are well lit in every neighborhood. These new jobs will pay a living wage and teach skills to help people re-enter the workforce. Now, voting for Parker will clean up our streets and create jobs in the community while doing it. How do you rate that one, sir?
Six.
Six, okay. All right, we're almost done here. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's upcoming election in November of a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. What would that be, sir? You may use any number from 0 to 10.
Six.
Six, okay. And once more, I know it's still a few weeks away, but if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Sherelle Parker or Republican David O?
David O.
Okay. And the last few questions, sir, are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
I have a college degree.
Okay. A college graduate, bachelor, postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widowed?
Married.
Married. Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Okay. All right, Michael, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for helping me out in this survey. You have a blessed evening, sir.
You too, sir.
Thank you, sir.